Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Okay, welcome to Monday morning. It looks like on the back of yesterday. Is that the end of the GAA now? Is that the kind of end of...
We still have Camogie and...
Okay, so there's still a
the
few.
Ladies, yeah.
Well, we will head into August and the talk will be of...
We have a bit of a lull at the moment.
It's only
a few weeks, but with the World Cup over and now obviously some of the big games in GAA, it's August 21st is when the Premier League returns, okay?
Okay, so it's only weeks to go, right? And if you're with us a couple of months ago on the show, I said that I would return to this, I would revisit the fact that I've gone through my adult life and I haven't supported a team, right? I haven't got behind a club or a team and I would like to make a change in my life. So come the new season, I will be choosing a team.
Okay.
But that decision lies with you guys.
You need a lot of help on this, don't you? It was easy for me and for a lot of people. I suppose my big brother supported Liverpool and it just got passed on.
Yeah.
But you didn't really get Davy or your dad. So you have an open mind on this. Is that fair to say?
I have an open mind, but I really am excited to... Maybe people are going to be like, you can't do this. You can't just decide
on
a team.
At any stage in life.
Okay, so we're going to, with the help of the beautiful Morning Clubbers on Beat Breakfast, we are going to see if I can pick a team and support them for the next season ahead. So how long does it go on from August to
May?
Okay,
it's a long
lot of work to be done here, lads. Yeah. A lot of work, but like, you know, I'm excited.
But it's not just... don't forget, you don't just have the Premier League. Once you decide on your team, you'll have the FA Cup, you'll have the League Cup.
Yeah.
They might make the Champions League.
It's my life over. Like my weekends, like I'm gonna have to stay up late, aren't I? I'm gonna have to stay up late in the evenings. I'm gonna have to be really fully committed to this, but I'm prepared to do so for the right team.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are the credentials that I need to start out with? What am I looking for? Like, what am I basing my... I just don't want to pick a team and be like, oh, they're the obvious ones, you know, and they've done really well and they have this player and that player. Nah, like, what's the kit like?
Yeah.
What's the...
How many handsome players do they have?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you can be superficial if you want.
Amy is like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
do they have a mascot? That's
important. Do they have a mascot?
What is their mascot?
Logistically, can I fly to them fairly easy if I want to go and see a home game?
Yeah, no, you have been to Highbury, haven't you?
I've been to Highbury, yeah.
That was the old Arsenal stadium.
Okay. That was a different time in my life. I did briefly support Arsenal, and I do love their blue jumper kit. Like, they have a lovely zip up top, but I have to base it on something more than that. What are the credentials that I need to look for in terms of picking a team to get behind?
If
and
you
support?
Are a soccer fan, I'm sure you've sent me the small ones listening who love soccer. What should Sho be thinking about when she goes to select a team? We're hoping to do this across this week and by the end of the week have an answer on this, but she just doesn't know the start.
I haven't a notion where I'm starting from. What am I looking out for? Like, someone has just text saying, know what the offside is. I kind of have an idea of what that is, but I don't think that has anything to do with picking a team,
not
does
really,
it?
No.
So what are you asking? What do you believe to be the credentials?
I do think jerseys are important.
I love the way you just have to keep playing Match of the Day on a loop.
30
seconds.
I do think jerseys are important,
okay,
that you're drawn to the colours and the patterns.
As
I said, the mascot I think is important. Does the team have a song? Like Glory, Glory Man United.
Do most teams have a song?
Fans would have songs in the stadium. I think all these things are important, but you can tell me if I'm wrong. Is there anything else we're missing here that she should be thinking about when picking a team?
Okay, can you voice note us on this 085 102 9103? What am I looking for as I prepare to choose a team to support for the 2026-2027 season? And I'm going all in here. Like, I'm hoping to go to a game within the next year. So I mean business here. I don't want to make the wrong decision.
There's some really great suggestions coming in as to what Sho should be thinking about when she comes to pick her teams. Shane says you could go by the jersey you like as to which you choose from. By doing this, people can't say you're a bandwagoner just picking who always wins. Also, Andre was on choosing a team. Don't choose a team full of plonkers that make you want to hang your head in shame with their behaviour every few weeks. Liking the team is more important than winning.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Ryan says tell Sho to pick Ipswich. We're bleep, but we need more representation in the Southeast. Our captain is Irish. We have a few other Irish internationals as well. And we have not one, but two horses as our mascots.
Oh,
I like that jersey.
Sandra says, show don't be a sheep. Come support Crystal Palace in South London. After never winning the FA Cup in our 120-year history, we beat Man City last May to win it. And they're a very family-orientated club. Our song is Glad All Over. We play in red and blue. And there's a handful of us that fly over to go to matches.
Oh, yeah. I'd have a group to go with. I really like that jersey.
She'd wear that.
Yeah.
And quite a few people suggesting as well about the Irish players is a good place to start. Molly was on show. You got to pick a team with handsome, fit men. If you're going to invest your time, you may have something interesting to look at.
I'm going to say something controversial. Thank you, Molly, for your comment. And thank you for everybody for your suggestions. Do all football teams not have handsome, fit men?
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, I don't think I'm going to be looking going through. Like, they're
some
all
teams are better looking than others.
Like,
so.
Who
is Jude Bellingham on?
He is playing abroad at the moment. He's not in the UK, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, Amy, that's not a runner for me. but yeah.
Josh, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, darling. We're good. Talk to us. What am I looking for here? What are the credentials? Okay.
The first thing you have to do is not go to a selling club, like a team that constantly sells their players to bigger clubs, because it will break your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
You'll get attached to a player and the next thing you know, he's gone.
Yeah.
But how do I know which teams are...
Well, they have a history, generally, some clubs, that as soon as the player gets big enough, they want the money.
You've sent us a message, but who do you support?
So, I was born and raised to support Man United, but I also support Crystal Palace.
Oh, another Palace fan.
Okay.
And what drew you to Crystal Palace?
Me and two of my friends play Football Manager, and we decided to pick like three random teams in the Premier League, like mid-table teams.
Okay.
And I got Crystal Palace, Brian got Fulham, and then Ryan got Bournemouth or Brighton.
But you did
Brentford,
well.
Sorry.
You did well with the Crystal Palace thing then, because you've had such okay.
Yeah, they won the FA Cup and they're in Europe as well, so it's more games to watch. And while Man United aren't in Europe, I still had to watch some European football.
Okay, so are you telling me I should be going Crystal Palace, or are you just giving me general advice? Like, what are you telling me?
I would advise you to go to Crystal Palace, but again, there's bias there.
I'm thinking, Josh, if she's going to go see them, and I presume she's going to bring me, I'm thinking of places I'd like to go. So maybe Bournemouth would be nice by the sea, or Brighton would be lovely down by the sea, you know, that kind of thing, I'm thinking, rather than...
We're not going to see the sea, we're going to see a game. Get your head in the game. Like, that's not... Your priorities are wrong. I'm not listening to him, Josh. I'm not going to be swayed by his decision. Sorry, what were you going to say there?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's clubs I would advise you to not go to.
Oh, okay, go on.
Man City, Chelsea, and this is biased, but I will say Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, and that's... Josh, your line is breaking up there. Your line is breaking up,
unfortunately.
What's
kind of interesting is no one is backing the big ones.
They're too obvious. You got to pick someone who's just like Josh in the Crystal Palace, a little bit different. Anyway, Josh, thank you for that.
Thank you, darling.
We shall return to this later in the week. You need to go research mascots and songs.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
This just happened when I popped out there during the news. I met two of our colleagues.
Yeah.
And they've gone off for a spin in one of the beat Audis, right?
Okay. Ooh,
and
they people said will talk.
They are going to... I overheard them saying... they're going to a well-known coffee shop. One wants to get oats and the other wants to get a coffee.
Coffee shop.
I didn't hear them ask around, though. Whether anybody
definitely
wanted
didn't
anything.
Ask us, didn't ask and me, I would have hopped off another coffee, to be honest with you, on a Monday morning.
And I just want to delve very briefly this morning into this. What are your workplace politics when it comes to coffee runs or orders? Do you feel that if you're going for a coffee, you feel obliged to offer those around you if they want one? Because the problem with that, of course, is there's always the complicated person who wants five changes and five things and this and that and the other.
Alternative milk. I think Killian and I used to go for coffee every day. We gave it up because our bank balance needed a helping hand. But I can't even remember, because we did it every day. I don't know if we asked every day, like, do you know what I mean? So I'm not sure if it was a thing that we did. But I will say, I don't really go out as much anymore. Like, the odd time, I might go to Tesco once a fortnight. Mm. I wouldn't really leave that much to get stuff anymore. But about 2 weeks ago in the office, I was going to Tesco. And was it you that I asked first?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, to be fair, we would ask each other, all the time. I said, do you want anything? And you went, ooh, I'll have a meal deal. Well then. Killian Doyle pipes up. And Dana Carney pipes up. I'll have an iced macchiato. I ended up buying 5 meal deals, an iced coffee.
You
three
must have
had
a list, did you?
I had a list on my phone. 5 meal deals, 3 cans of Coke Zero, an iced macchiato, and my own food. And I had to bring a tote with me. And when I was at the self-service till, which took me ages, the woman said to me, "Geez, you're really like a meal deal, don't you?"
Mad for it.
I said, yes, I do. So that was my most recent experience of asking, and for the entire office to reply, I'll get
risk.
Something.
Yeah. That's the risk.
Yeah, but like kindness first, people. If you are going, like, and I always ask our gorgeous front of house, Audrey, does she want a can of Diet Coke or a packet of Tato? Because they're her things.
That's understandable. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody listening right now who maybe would be more like me and you just slowly walk out the door?
No, he doesn't slowly walk out. He skulks. He's a skulker.
Without saying.
He shuffles through the office. I know when you're going to Tesco. I can see it in your face.
Really?
He's got a different walk, right? He's got a different walk. He kind of like
risk.
he will not in
make
any
eye,
way
you can't make eye contact.
Oh. So he walks straight, but to me it's like a suspicious shuffle out of the office, because he's going to Tesco and he does not want to bring anything. I don't think he's ever brought it back for anybody ever.
Once
I made him get something for me.
Oh yeah, sanitary towels.
No, they were panty liners.
Same thing.
I had to send him a picture.
And she wants a particular scent.
I want scented.
But I did it. With no grumbles. No, come here. Look, some people might say, oh, that might be a little bit selfish or whatever. No, because I don't expect anything back in return. I don't want anyone to go for me. I don't want to go for anyone else. It's a bit like the coffee run even upstairs. I'll make my own. Two of you look after yourselves.
Yeah, okay. And
so I don't know if anybody else feel like me on the issue that you're not obliged to offer.
I know, but if you're leaving and you're going over and somebody just wants like a drink or like something small, would you not feel like, nice thing to do?
I got stung here one day. I will always ask, but this has kind of changed my mind.
What?
Jesse wanted a banana. Then someone else wanted a can of beans. I'm like, I don't like going to all the different aisles.
Oh, sure. Like last week you were sent for peanuts and you had to do a video call with us from Tesco.
She didn't mind that. Did you mind
that? We had to guide her around.
But sure, I went and got her a specialised yogurt last week.
Yeah, she did.
Like, we have, like, if you're doing it for each other and it's a mutual understanding.
I know, loads of people, I'll have peanuts here and a can of beans here and then a banana, but I want this banana. And
I think Michelle sent someone for kidney beans.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. What is the workplace rule wherever you are, whether you're in a crèche or a shop or an office? Are you somebody who feels, no, you are obliged to ask if you're going to the supermarket or the coffee shop? Or are you more on my side that you kind of just skulk out the door, do your own thing, don't put in a route on anybody else and don't have any expectations of anybody else? Where do you stand on this?
Oh, we see the people coming back there from their coffee
run. With their coffees. Look at that.
Well, for them. Andre said, work rule here. If you don't ask if anyone wants anything before you go, then the next round is on you the next time you go.
Mm.
Okay, so if you don't ask,
you have to buy everybody next time.
No, it's not money. Like, as in, you're revoluting for everything. You're not treating.
Yeah, I'd agree with you in principle, but Larry's been on, and it is a little bit tricky sometimes. He says, "I'm with you, Niall. It's awkward. How much do I owe you? Like, I'm really going to ask you 120 for the bag of crisps. You know, kind of it's a small amount you bought.
I wouldn't ask for 120. No. But if it was a meal deal, like a 5 or 6 euro, or a coffee, like, no, that's fair enough. Yeah. You wouldn't,
But I'd buy you a can, like.
I think you have bought me a can.
The rule with us is who's coming to the shop. So it's not an invite for me to be your personal shopper. It's who wants to come.
So Larry, you wrote this, right? And then I said that's also Niall's worst nightmare. So Niall's worst nightmare is A, having to go and get you something. And then worse than that again is having to stand beside you and be
chit-chat.
In your company
chit-chat.
And have small talk with you. So it's like they're both horrendous situations for him.
Situation.
And then the third one really on the coffee ground is the man doesn't even drink barista coffee. Yeah. So like he's never really going to a coffee shop anyway, aren't you?
No. Okay, one more. Amanda was on.
Morning, guys. I think Niall, as a challenge, should have to go and do the coffee run for everyone.
Yes.
He might end up writing into the Daily Dilemma, but sure, he'll be okay.
He'll be alright.
That would be fine, Amanda. I would just get everybody's order so wrong. Show would have full fat milk. I would get you teas instead of coffees, and I would never be asked again.
This is like Eve the other night at the Moncrief gig. I asked her to take a picture of myself and Tom, and she took one picture. And I was like, one? And then she turned to Brian and she said, the reason is because if I do it badly, I won't be asked again. You're like a joke.
Always works. Always works.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay.
Annoying, right? Gen Z keep coming for those who are slightly a little bit older, right?
What do they consider to be older now?
First they came for my skinny jeans and okay. They said no more.
Niall, can I just say, I'm not going to say what age my mom is, right?
Yeah.
But my mom bought a pair of wide leg jeans before I did. Like she got out of skinny jeans before me.
On the pulse.
Oh, like she's following the... She's a follower of fashion, Amy. All right, sorry.
Then,
okay, back to you.
They came for your side partings, you girls.
Oh, yeah.
The Gen Z said no more. Then after that...
I changed my parting after that.
Oh, my God.
Have you not noticed? I'm a middle parting girl now.
Then they had a go at us if you make laptop purchases. Do you remember, like, if you're buying something big, like flights? Oh, I won't do that on my phone. I'll do that on my laptop because it's a big purchase. Gen Z said, no, you can't be doing that. It's not cool. Well, the latest.
Now what?
They're coming for one of our most basic phrases in English, something that lots of us say all of the time. According to the New York Times, saying the phrase, let me Google it, makes you sound old. And the kids these days are instead saying, search it up.
I think that sounds older.
That sounds older to me.
It does. It sounds like real 90s. Radical man. Yeah. Search it up.
When I say, like, check it out on the Google, I'm being ironic.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, do I just sound old then?
It seems so. According to this report
it up, man.
By the New York Times, they may still be using Google, but they're not Googling it. Instead, they're saying, search it up. As in, who's the Norwegian soccer player with the long blonde hair?
Search it up. And go on.
The it is dropped if you have a direct object. So search up Erling Haaland.
Search up. This is...
Search him up there.
Who wrote this?
It's from BuzzFeed, but they say that parents in the comments were quick to confirm that it is sadly 100% true. Both my kids tell me to search up things. Another person replied, oh my God, my 10-year-old says this and I hate it.
Oh my God,
I have no idea
does
it was
Eve
a thing.
Say?
My 11-year-old says search it up and I always reply, you mean look it up? And people aren't taking it well. Search it up sounds like a Disney Channel original movie, one person commented.
Yeah.
Another person says, search it up sounds like what my boomer mom would say.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Can we get a little like read of the Southeast before we leave at 10 o'clock? You have to say what you say and what age you are. 085-102-9103. Do you say, look it up on Google, or do you say, search it up? Mm-hmm. Niall's got something to say.
No, I'm not to say. I just want to adjust...
I told you what my mum says. She says, punch it into Google.
Punch it in?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is your mum an angry person?
No, it's not.
Why would you be punching it in on
Anna? She says everything. Will you punch that in for me there? What does that mean, Anna?
I don't know.
Is your mum Anne as well?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Is she got an E?
Yes.
Oh, my mum has a knee.
Oh, yep. For God's sake, go to the ads.
085-102-9103. Right, back to this and what you say and what age you are and what are Gen Z saying again?
So, basically, they are telling us that you don't say, I'll Google that or I'll look it up on Google. You say, I'll search it up. And if you say anything mentioning Google, you are old.
Craig, 38, I say Google it. Janine, 30, look it up on Google. I'm 40, said Lucia, and I say Google
Ross
it.
Says, short and sweet, just Google that there or type it into Google. Punch it in, that's what you got to do, Ross. Include Amy now.
Oh, sorry, darling, sorry. Sorry, sweetheart. I'm just getting to grips. I'm just getting to grips with all the technology, Amy. I would never leave you out, gorgeous girl.
Chloe says, one of my boys asks 100 questions a day. I can't answer. The other boy, younger, says, do the Google. Do the Google.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Tuesday morning, 28th of July, fast approaching the bank holiday weekend. And as part of that, it is all together now, right here in Waterford. We're all going to be there. Beat is going to be there from Thursday. And one of our colleagues, Brian, everybody knows him. We're not allowed to really say Beat Fleet Brian, but that
That was his origins, yes. Beat Fleet Brian. Yeah. But then he became social media whiz Brian and face of many of our out and about videos.
Superstar Brian, gorgeous Brian, as some people like to call him. Anyway, Brian has decided that he would like to let myself and Amy cut his hair ahead of All Together Now.
He says he's too lazy. Well, no, he says he doesn't have time, but it is laziness. Yeah. He won't go to the barbers between now and then. So he's going to risk his entire festival look and place it in the hands of these two ladies.
And like, why is that? I think I could cut your hair, no problem. Go on, point your finger at me again. You're never getting near my hair. Honestly, I what could possibly go wrong, Amy?
I mean, worst case scenario,
yeah.
Shave it all off.
Yeah, exactly. I do like Brian's kind of like throw caution to the wind. Mm. What's the worst that could possibly happen? Why not?
Okay, well, look, it's supposedly going to happen tomorrow morning around about this time on
happening.
This show.
Yeah.
We haven't even worked out
if you need scissors.
So I'm not fully confident at the moment. But we did ask you whether you're a guy or girl or whatever, have you ever been in the situation before where you've had a go at cutting your own hair or you've trusted somebody to cut your hair who is not qualified? And what are the risks here? What's your advice? What are your tips? What have you got to be careful of? We have had a number of messages already. We're going to play one of them now. Luke was on to us from Wexford. This is what he had to say.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know about the haircut. So one of my mates, when I was in the army, cut my hair. We weren't allowed to leave at the time, so we had to be there. So it was either get it cut by the guys in the army or get it cut by your mates. And I opted to get a cut by one of my mates in there, and yeah, I regretted it. So basically he turned around and just shaved my head, and once he started, sure, I had no option, so it was highly regrettable. But so now I can't say much, because years later I shave my own head now. So yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, but Luke, is that any movie I've seen where guys sign up for the army? That's just what happens. They're sat in a chair and it's just all gone.
You don't have to, though, do you?
I don't know what the rules are about your hair in the army nowadays. But anyway,
it's obviously a look that you decided suited you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Handing it over to you this morning.
Keep them coming.
Is there any disasters that you've had that you think can help us to avoid a disaster with Brian's hair when we cut it live on this very show tomorrow? Your stories are welcome. Your input, your advice. 085-1029-103. Has anyone ever cut hair on this show?
I've just done my own during lockdown.
No, but on the show.
Oh, well, we had Killian's hair styled, but
no,
that was about
it. Cut. Okay. Like, actually.
Now, do you understand the word cut, Niall?
Do you not understand what I'm getting? Like, is this an exclusive, a first? Yeah. This has never happened on the show.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be winning a radio award for it.
I'm not looking for a radio award. I'm just looking for, like, a little bit of, you know.
Well, just make sure you have a dustpan and brush to clean up the hairs.
Oh, God. We haven't even got a scissor. We're talking disasters when it went horribly wrong for you when you decided to go at your own hair. And Robert is on the line. Good morning, darling. How are you?
Morning, lads. How are you today?
Yeah, we're good. Talk to us.
Oh, jeez. Honest to God. So lockdown came around and I had a choice between the last person to send a voice note was either buzz the hair or leave it grow. And I said, no, I'm going to try to be stylish. If my mother, Anna, buzz zero on the sides and back. I left it grow to a point where I could put it in a ponytail. Yeah. And then I decided to add to that and put bleach in it and then put red hair dye in it. It was a horrible
look. A lot going on there. The zero buzz cut, the ponytail, the bleach, the red.
Do you know what?
In some ways, Robert, we were lucky we weren't able to go out to the pub and clubs.
Niall, I'm sure you look gorgeous. But,
no.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I have a big forehead, so it was not...
I think you were just in your creative era and you were just exploring. Can I ask you now, on the back of that, what advice have you got for myself and Amy before we go at Brian's hair tomorrow?
Definitely try not to cut too much off at the start.
Okay.
Definitely go and take off a whole chunk, because the last thing you want to do is to make him go bald. I don't think he wants that.
He's a lot of hair, Robert. He's a lot of hair.
I know, but you go too far too soon, there's no going back.
No, I know, I know.
You know?
So, am I...
Just go!
Yeah, go on.
No, go on, what was in?
No, no, you go, Dan. You go.
Look, get your scissors show, and Amy, get your scissors, scissor around, maybe hit him with a tree on the sides and back and see how you go.
You know what a tree is the blade.
You
like,
don't have one of those.
I don't have one of them,
you'd have
Robert.
To guess with a
Robert,
scissors what a tree is.
I don't have a scissors and I don't have something for a tree.
Does Tom not have a clippers?
I'll ring him now.
I don't know if Tom wants to share his clippers with Brian.
I know, they get on well. I don't know what we've after doing here. I don't know what we're after saying yes to. I just need to get a scissors first. If anyone can drop in a scissors.
Beat breakfast.
Okay, we haven't done this for a while, yeah. And every now and then I try and tap into something. I try and see if I have like some powers, some ability to kind of, I suppose, read your mind a little bit, yeah. And read what's going on in your life.
Because she always says, like, she knows. Her, the crowd, as in like you, our community in the morning. She knows you. She feels you.
I'm intuitive, yeah. I would say. I like to think that I can get a read of my beautiful morning clubbers and what you're doing and what's happening in your life and what's going on. And so every now and then we try and tap into my like kind of... What would you call it? My senses. My
psychic show, I call it.
I hate saying that though, because it puts a huge amount of pressure on me and I don't like that pressure. I just like to naturally feel into what's going on, okay? So I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
And
so, yeah, just to say, we've had a mixed track record when we've done this. We've predicted the colour of your top. We've predicted what you had for dinner last night. You did where you're going on holidays. That one didn't go so well.
No, I was a bit off
you
that
were a
day.
Bit off
and everybody has an off day at work.
Yeah. So what are you looking at today? What do you think that you can read into?
I'm going to try and read into what you're having for lunch today.
Okay.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, this will be particularly helpful if you are somebody listening right now who already has a packed lunch, like in the car with you.
Or like us, right, in work today, where like we have a lunch group and we know what we're getting. Are you? Oh, you're
I'm
not in that.
The
are you in
group.
That? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, I already know what I'm getting.
Okay.
So, basically, if you know what you're having for lunch, this is for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, will I start with you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Should you... Okay. So, you had a Tesco sandwich yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was an Aldi sandwich, actually.
It was an Aldi sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you busy today?
I am very busy, but... I also have a couple of bits to do in the afternoon that I need to get out early, so I need to work hard and fast.
You're going to go into town and get something to eat, aren't you? I feel it. Don't deny it.
So you're not a million miles away, and I am impressed by that. I don't know if I'm going into town, but I do. I might be meeting my sister-in-law for lunch somewhere, whether that's close by or... So I will be going out to eat. That is the rough plan.
So can we just take it that I've got...
I think you've got it close enough to a win there. But you haven't exactly said what... But I don't know where I'm going or what I'm going to eat.
I'd say you might possibly... Now, just you can report back tomorrow. You might get a chicken burger, some kind of chicken burger. Or if it was an option, I don't know why, it just came to me. You might get a croque monsieur. Okay. If it is on the menu, you might get...
If it was on the menu, I would get a croque monsieur, but
so
I don't see it on many menus.
You're either getting
and
chicken.
You know I always get a chicken burger in a lot of places, but actually I'm thinking soup and a sambo today.
It's not... No. No, actually, you're wrong.
It's the August Bank Holiday.
No, you're wrong.
It's
no, no. It's not that it's the August Bank Holiday. Today is not a soup and sambo combo day.
Who said?
I did. Okay. I did. You're
you
wrong.
Can't beat
no,
toasty
you're,
and a bit of soup.
Yeah, but you're wrong. I don't think that's what you're feeling. I think you're lying to yourself.
Okay. All right. Do you want to try Amy?
Sure. I'm getting the same lunch as her.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're getting, like, is it like a, are you getting the like a Thai salad or, yeah. Oh my God, are you?
Yeah.
No way, because there's loads of things on the menu.
I'd say
from what
she's
we're
quite
getting.
Predictable, aren't
you? No, because I've never gotten this place with her before, so I wasn't to know that.
Mm.
I was not to know that. Today is a good day.
Okay, there you go.
Feeling strong.
See, the vibes are strong.
Yeah.
The veil is thin.
The veil is thin.
It's over to you now. And if you have lunch in your head or in a packed little Tupperware or in tin foil, come forward. And what we might do is might give you a quick call back and see if Sho can predict what's in your Tupperware today.
Yeah, yeah. So what you need to do is just send a knife and fork or a plate emoji to 085 102 9103, and let's see how thin the veil actually is.
I don't need we're hanging here. If you have lunch packed, we need you this morning.
Yeah.
085 102 9103. We'll do some beat goodies if we call you back, all right? Back to this. So, psychic Sho, she hasn't like been called that. But today is going to predict what you're having for lunch. So
stand by.
Stand by. This could go anyway.
Who are we starting with?
We are going to start. I'm going to patch Lauren through.
Lauren, okay.
Yeah, Lauren.
Okay. Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, where are you this morning?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, love. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Whereabouts are you this morning?
I'm passing through Glen on the way to Waterford.
Amazing. Ah. And are you on your way to work? This is important in terms of what...
I am.
Okay, all right. So do you have a pre-packed lunch?
I do.
Okay.
Lauren, first thing coming through, Lauren, is that this is something that you had last night and you've brought it today.
No.
Yeah, no, that was just the initial thought, but that's...
No, it's close. I cooked it for my lunch yesterday, and I'm having it for my lunch today.
Knew it was cooked,
same
Lauren,
thing.
I knew. Like, so absolutely that you would give me full marks for that, because it was something that you cooked yesterday. Okay, so you cooked it for your lunch yesterday.
Do you ever feel sad having the same lunch 2 days in a row?
No, not really. Okay. Not really.
You must like this.
It's less effort.
Yeah,
it's less effort.
Lauren, I'm getting chicken.
No.
Or beef.
No.
Are you vegetarian, Lauren?
No, but it's not a top favourite, in fairness. It's not.
There's no meat in it. There's no meat. There is meat.
No.
Duck.
No.
No meat.
No.
No meat. Okay.
No meat.
Okay. Now, I think what happened there, Lauren, actually was that I had the right item, but I was throwing meat into it and it didn't need meat because it was flavoursome enough. So hang on a second, Niall, you're throwing me there with your laughing, please. A bit of respect. Lauren, what I'm thinking is it's some kind of a pasta salad.
Hang on, yeah.
See, now, I don't think you need any more from me, but if I was to delve a little bit deeper, I'm feeling, is it a tomato-y base or
yes.
not? Oh, yeah. It is, yeah, okay. And have you thrown in... No.
I'm peppers. Gonna,
peppers, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Lauren, just let me speak. Let me get it. A few peppers, a bit of seasoning.
Yeah.
And is there a bit of onion in there?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Yeah. Peppers, onions, bit of tomato base, bit of pasta. And what threw me actually, Lauren, at the start was the meat, because you would have put chicken in, but no, you
didn't
decided not to.
The peppers and the onion are enough.
Perfected the
I ran out of chicken fillets.
Okay. I knew there was chicken so close. It could have been in it.
Lauren, you're a star.
Enjoy your pasta salad, darling, and thank you for
chatting
this morning. Bye.
Okay.
Give that girl a peat water bottle for her trouble.
She needs it. Right, we'll do one more. Let's go across.
I think
here.
We should leave it.
No.
I think we're going on a high. No, okay.
We're patching Ross through right now.
Ross is a
guy we know is on the road very early, so we'd have lunch prepared.
Drives a lot for work, so would always have to have a packed lunch, maybe.
Doesn't want to talk to you now.
It's okay, Ross. Ross, welcome to Beat Breakfast.
How are you, sir?
Hello.
You're live on the radio.
How are you? Sounds like somebody's ringing somebody in the background.
What time are you on the road since, Ross?
Half 4 this morning, so I have a bit of a lie.
You make your lunch the night before, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on a second.
Or take the leftovers the children don't eat.
Okay. Tell me this now, just to give her a little sign. Is your lunch today in Tupperware or in tinfoil?
Tupperware.
Yeah.
Well, Chinese tubs. Oh, yeah.
What?
Chinese takeaway tubs.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on a second. Something's coming through. Strong sense of I'm getting a bit of rice, but I don't know if that's another carb. But I'm rice came through first.
You're in the right category of carbs, but it ain't rice.
Rice. Noodle. Noodle.
No. Noodle. Category of carbs.
Pasta.
Yes.
Okay, okay, more pasta. Mad for the pasta of the southeast.
You've got meat.
Wow. Don't tell your wife she said that.
No.
Stop, Niall. You're really
sorry, I'm trying,
you're
you.
Spoiling this. There's meat in there. So you're, again, like Lauren, you're a pasta salad person. Okay. Not pasta salad, you're pasta. Okay. Are you, you're tomato based as well, I feel?
No.
You're creamy.
You're leading this down an awful dark road now, Joe. Yeah. Cream based.
Is it cream based?
It is, yeah.
It's close to what you're either bacon or chicken in there. Is there a bit of both, actually? I'm getting the strong sense.
Both.
It's a style of carbonara, is what you have for your lunch.
Exactly. Yeah, oh yeah. It's my what my children didn't eat yesterday, so I brought that for lunch.
That was very impressive. Now
I think that was flawless. I think that was flawless, Ross.
What drink do I have with me today, Sean?
What drink you want to have?
God, is it a something fizzy?
Yes.
You're not a sparkling water. I don't get sparkling water. I'm getting
God, no, fizzy static, no.
It's something like a Lucozade or.
Same, but worse for you.
Oh, it's a Monster or Red Bull.
A Red Bull, yeah. There
you go. And if you're up so early, Ross, understandable.
Yeah, Ross, I mean,
wrap it up.
Thank you so much. I'm leaving now. Have a brilliant day. And love to your lovely wife as well. All right.
You got me, Ross.
Thank you very much.
Wake up with your mate. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so today, July 28th, is actually a very exciting national day. It's National Milk Chocolate Every Day. Chocolate Day. Please be upstanding. It is the chocolate treat that everybody loves.
It's milk chocolate every day for you.
But this is the bit that made me go, We've been adding milk to chocolate beverages since the mid-17th century. But in 1875, Daniel Peter invented milk chocolate by mixing a powdered milk developed by Henry Nestle, with the liquor. It's been milk chocolate bliss ever since. Can we please thank Daniel Peter and Henry Nestle, everybody? Without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. All right?
All right.
And so this National Day, obviously, is all about observing your favourite milk chocolate bar, and you can use hashtag milk chocolate day on Instagram. Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Check the hashtags across the day. Anybody celebrating today, that's what you'll spot. Hashtag milk chocolate day. Sorry, we were having a conversation, and so we decided we would chat about this because it's fascinating, fascinating. You learn something new every day. You, Niall, said that you could live without chocolate, and that absolutely blows me little mind.
I could take or leave chocolate. I have some chocolate, you know, on occasion. I might have a caramel bar in the press, but other than that, I wouldn't reach for it. I wouldn't long it. It wouldn't be in my basket in the supermarket every day. I don't get Easter eggs, selection boxes,
biscuits, chocolate biscuits. You'd never buy chocolate biscuits.
No, like if I was having a biscuit now, I'd have an old Kimberly or a Mikado.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God, a bit of mallow.
That's not a lot. I remember as a child growing up my love of chocolate, like craving chocolate. Like I remember, like I went through a Caramello phase, went through a Golden Crisp, Mint Crisp, Flake, Twirl, Crunchy, Whisper, like
okay,
did
them
all.
Yeah. All them then.
And then in latter years I've come to know and love the Lindt chocolate, and I do. I have a Graw for, at the moment it's the Wafer Lindt. I also have a Graw for Galaxy Counters. They're like Minstrels but without the shell. And I can honestly say there's two things. One, there's a quote, and you can look it up. A day without chocolate is a day wasted.
Who said that?
And Shona Lines. And then the other thing is, I rarely would go a day without some kind of chocolate in my life. Like, some kind of, like, you have to have a little something, something with your cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? You have to have, I can't imagine a day where I'm not, like, unless it's not feeling great.
I had a Just Divine yesterday.
Just Divine. Caramel or a regular?
Caramel.
Oh, nice. What is it? Did you find it there, Nolly?
I did, yeah. It's the popular saying captures a fun mood for Sweet Tooth fans. And
yeah, so it is a saying.
Yeah, there's no origins of it. It's just people say it.
But it is a saying.
It's on mugs.
Yeah.
Written on mugs.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it wasn't Einstein or anyone.
Yeah, but you looked at me as if to say that's not real.
You made it sound like there's a quote out there as if it was.
No, look, deep. I think there is an actual quote that goes, a day without laughter is a day wasted. And I think that somebody famous said that. And I just I replaced laughter with chocolate. All right. Anyway, I can't understand. And this is like, it's preference. Like, Tom will be a bit like you. He's much more savory. Mm. He'd bring crisps and nuts and pretzels into the house.
Or if I wanted something sweet, a jelly rather than chocolate.
Oh, God. God, a jelly don't do it. A jelly don't hit the spot, Niall. The way chocolate does. I just can't imagine a life without.
Well, I'd imagine there's people
chocolate.
Who are even stronger than me that actually don't like it at all. Do you
Amy, where do
people?
You... I don't know. Like, that's...
Oh, no, I'm the same as you. But I wonder, is it because I wasn't allowed treats when I was younger?
Oh,
like,
Amy.
It was, you know, a rare day. So is it because we crave it then because we didn't have it?
Well, you know.
Yeah,
well,
I was allowed all the sweets. We always had penguins and stuff.
I had nothing, Amy.
You take it for granted.
Yeah, just...
I used to sit beside a boy, and Christopher was his name in school, and he had a 5-4-3-2-1 every day.
Loved
right
them.
A brilliant bar. They
what
should bring
that?
It back. Oh,
it's like
fantastic.
A wafer chocolate caramel.
And it had little crispies on top.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would literally be there. My mouth, there'd be drool coming out of my mouth. And I'd be sitting there with a rice cake. And I'd say to him every day, would you like to swap, Christopher? Christopher's not swapping a 5-4-3-2-1.
Did Christopher ever have a trio? Trio.
Trio.
I want a trio and I want
to go home.
Now.
Okay. I don't know. He always had a 5-4-3-2-1. And on occasion, he had a wagon wheel, which I wasn't.
I love a jammy wagon
wheel. I've never had a wagon wheel. Because I don't really like the marshmallowy thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we asking here? We're asking, are you somebody...
What side of the fence are you
on? Like, do you understand what we're talking about? Are you me and Amy where you could not imagine a day without it? Or are you more Niall? Are you very much, you could take it or leave it? Or are you somebody that has no desire in the world whatsoever for chocolate?
I don't think you'll find one of those. I'm not sure.
Anybody out there who just has no time for chocolate, doesn't get it, doesn't want it, has gone months without it. It's okay. This is a safe space. We might reward you for sharing your story. If you're hashtagging today, use the hashtag. Do not roll your eyes.
A day without chocolate is a day wasted.
If you're hashtagging today, if you so wish to partake in such celebrations, you can hashtag Milk Chocolate Day. All right,
okay.
There you go.
Right, a few bits I'm going to get to. I'll start with Emily before we chat to Colette. Emily just messaged, and this is quite strong. I hate chocolate. I can't stand looking at it or being beside people eating it. I'm a crisp lover all the way. That's from Emily in Wexford.
Yeah, but you see, I do think
sit beside
some
you.
People are like savoury or sweet, and she's one of them, so you wouldn't be able to sit beside me at all. Let's talk to Colette this morning. Colette, how are you, darling? Oh no, you're gone. Where are you?
You're in a hole.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Put the windows up.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm driving to work and your connection to the car is on.
Yeah, okay. You have to be in work for 9:30. We won't keep you, Colette. Get straight to the point. You're not a chocolate lover, darling.
The smell of it. My daughter loves chocolate. She eats it every day and it tries to kiss me and I'm like, go away. The smell of chocolate off your breath is vile.
Off your breath? He's only a sweet.
I hate. No, but I'm a savoury person. I love them crisps. I love, like, nachos and cheese.
Same.
Mm. Savoury, not sweet.
But the smell thing gets me now, because I would have just thought chocolate smells kind of like a sweet smell.
Maybe it's the cocoa beans
What's the smell you get, Colette? What do you get?
Chocolate digestive. So I'm like, no, it's just a chocolatey smell. It's that cocoa powder. Honestly,
yeah.
I won't even let her kiss me. I'm like, go away, stinky breath, go away.
Okay. So you won't be thanking Daniel Peter, who invented the milk chocolate by mixing the powdered milk.
No, absolutely not. No.
No,
I won't. whole year. I could go, like, I have to go fast and probably eat it. A hot chocolate maybe at Christmas when I'm down the town, you know, looking at the lights and things.
Yeah,
but otherwise that...
No.
Yeah, but otherwise that, no, I would not eat chocolate for 365 days of the year.
Unbelievable.
It's not for you, darling, and you know yourself well enough to know you're a nachos and cheese kind of girl and that's how you like it. You won't be, Colette, using hashtag milk chocolate today on any of the social channels. You won't be doing that.
No, absolutely not. No. Stay away, thanks.
All right, okay.
Legend, well, listen, have
you
a good
get
day.
To work, darling. Have a great day.
No hassle. Bye, guys.
Bye, love. Bye, bye-bye.
Big Mac was just on to us. And says, lads, I used to eat it when I was younger, but I don't remember when I last had a chocolate bar. There you go. Now, a few of the voice notes coming in. Powder was on to us on this.
Good morning, Beat. Good morning. I have a 4-year-old that doesn't eat chocolate.
Ah.
We would often be in the local shop. You bump into people, you know, and they always say, hello, Fia, you know, pick up a bar of chocolate there. Let me buy you a bar of chocolate. Yeah. Now, I have a really sweet tooth. She doesn't. She doesn't eat it at all. And she always says no. And I'm always saying through gritted teeth, oh no, come on, pick up a bar. The nice person is trying to buy you a bar of chocolate. Pick up a bar of chocolate. And my intentions are to go home, have a mug of tea and eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
But she always says no. So, yeah, my 4-year-old and myself are not on the same wavelength.
Powder is a bit like most parents with vegetables. Come on now, will you have a little bit? Just have a little bit.
I love how strategic he is with that. Because I would have, like, you know, years ago when Eve would have gone to parties and you'd come home with a little party bag and she wouldn't, like, not, she'd known now, obviously, like, she's 11, but, like, then... she wouldn't have known, so I would just take out a few bits for myself and just kind of
that's
like,
illegal.
It's not illegal.
It is illegal. Stealing from your child. That's illegal.
Eve, please accept my apology. I might have taken some crunchies.
Your story about Christopher has done something to poor Caroline this morning. Here we go.
I'm not sure. Guys, seriously, you've got me. Well, actually, show, you've got me singing. Bye. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Golden. Yeah. You've got me singing that out loud in the car. The minute you said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I started singing it out loud. Yeah.
Now, Amy, this is old, right?
Okay.
This is back to when we were kids.
Okay.
But it was a famous TV ad, and just to annoy Caroline even more, everybody.
Wafer and fondant too.
Oh my God, there was so many levels to that bar. Like, it had everything.
Sounds delicious.
Can you understand why I was sitting there beside Christopher?
Yeah, like, salivating.
Drooling over him.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it! So, a couple of things to mention here. I mentioned earlier in the show for the beautiful early morning clubbers that were here that I was having some of Eve's friends, or she's having them over to the house today. And you know that thing of you want your house to look really well. And there was a survey out yesterday about things that people do when guests are arriving, and one of the most common things that people do with stuff that they want to get rid of is they put it in the boot.
I do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
What? No, but is that not ever down to carry it out of the house to a car?
I don't care.
Is there not somewhere handier in the house you can hide stuff?
No,
I've never heard of this.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Who's gone through your drawer?
I don't know.
My friends have no boundaries.
Well, I'd lock the doors before they came round.
What age are they? Suzanne said earlier, I've used the boot. But the whole thing is, like, you want your house to look, you know, I want it to look well. Like, yeah. I want it to look the best that I can possibly look.
For a load of 11-year-olds.
I just want them to come into my nice home, our nice home, and make sure my that they nice feel home. Welcome.
She had to correct that in case Tom's
well, I did correct
it
because I just don't think Tom would notice. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't notice stuff. It's not like, you know, he's not one of those people that, like, if I put up a new picture, he wouldn't really notice, right? because I've done that like kind of sporadically. Anyway, wanted it to look well. But it just did strike me. I said to Eve last night, I hope she's not listening, but I was like, what do you want me to get? Well, I get like, you know, the big tub of cinema popcorn, you know, the one that you can buy. I'm not going to the cinema, but you know, you can get the big plastic tub. Yeah. It's like, it's called cinema popcorn because you want to have like the best treats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want people to come and go, oh, I got that there. Mm. Like when I was growing up and I had a friend called Leah and she had a soda stream and nobody else had a soda stream.
I had a soda stream.
I know, of course you had a soda. You were posh. But, but she had a soda stream and you could have cola or orange and my little mind was blown. And then in latter years when I was friends with Kathy, always had mini Mars bars in the fridge. Do you know what I mean? Like just, it's the little
thing. High.
Remember I grew up in a house with no sugar, everybody. So it was the little things that got me going. What were the things that when you went to your friend's house when you were younger, you were like, whoa, they have such and such? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. I remember as a kid going to a friend's house and they had paddling pool and I didn't.
A paddling pool?
Yeah, I never had a paddling pool. So I just, like, in the summer days, I thought that was absolutely amazing. It was like being on holidays. The other thing was, this wasn't necessarily a thing, but if I'd go and stay in a friend's house and they were allowed to stay up late, you know, because my mom was quite strict.
Were you always allowed to stay up when you went to somebody else's house? So I think if I had friends over, we were allowed to stay up late as well. I think it's just when you're in your own house, you're not. Do you know, I think that's probably it, if you look at it from that perspective now.
Possibly.
Like if you had people
but then
over.
We always had friends, whether when you were very small or even as teenagers, who just, there were no rules about going to bed and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas my mom was always very strict on bedtime, you know? Yeah. I think she just wanted a break from me talking years after.
She's like, you can go to bed now. Yeah. It's 5:45. Off you go. And you're 12.
6-1 News is on bedtime.
We asked around the office and this is what people said when asked what they loved about other people's houses growing up.
I loved when my friends had Disney Channel because we didn't have it at home and it was class.
Yeah, we didn't have a Wii for ages, so we used to go over to Lloyd's house and play his Wii the whole time, but he used to tell us to get out because we get too excited about it.
One of my friends lived on a farm and they had a trampoline and they had a horse and a tractor and we actually used the farm as like our playground. It was great crack.
Amy, my friend had a trampoline and I remember, and her house like seemed like a mansion to me, like it was a normal house.
Yeah.
But like, she has all the cool stuff. I do think though, we had bunk beds in my house.
Oh, I always wanted a bunk bed.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, over to you if you've got anything to add. 085 102 9103. Now, how many people can say they're buying a big tub of cinema popcorn for people coming to their
Very
okay. Well, actually, not very occasionally. Quite often, this show just descends into anarchy and chaos. And today is one of those days. It's going to sit back here now and let it wash over me what's about to happen. So, Brian, while you're over there, actually, Brian, maybe come to a mic for a minute and explain your side of what happened here. You're going to All Together Now, and is this laziness, or are you genuinely too busy to go to an actual barber's?
I don't want to have to pay for it.
Okay.
So I said I need a haircut.
Barbers are gone quite expensive.
Are they? Like, is it €20 now to
it's
get
generally
a haircut?
£20 for a haircut now, yeah.
So I said, hey, would you like to cut my hair on breakfast? And without a second of thought, they were like, absolutely. And now I'm standing here with
wrapped
a bin
in
bag.
Cling film.
it's a bin bag.
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns here, Brian? Like, this is the biggest festival. It's the biggest outdoor event of the year in the southeast. It's going to be a lot of hotties there.
Are you there for the whole week? Are you going tomorrow till Monday? Like?
Yeah.
So you genuinely don't really... Yeah, okay. So I only realised when he sat in the chair there and I was watching a little bit of that tutorial. It's about 15 minutes. I say I got about 3 minutes done. I only realised when he sat in, incredibly thick hair, like really good hair, you know? And I don't actually know where to start.
When was the last time you got a haircut?
I don't know, February?
Wow. Oh my God.
You're going to be here till 4.
Okay, so as we begin the endeavour to cut Brian's hair ahead of All Together Now, could you please just send some words of encouragement, some tips? Brian, do you want to sit into my chair, please? And thank you.
Okay.
There's a little bit, like it's not great radio, to be honest.
No,
with
I
you.
Mean, I'll do my best on commentary.
Oh, did I mess up that mask question?
You did. Okay. It struck me, but look, he
Why
got
didn't
it wrong.
Stop me?
Well, I wasn't sure if I quite heard it right, but 7 by 6 is 42 plus 5 is 47. He said 50, you said 40.
You should always correct me if I'm like, if I'm making a mistake.
So explain, you're spraying quite liberally his head. Oh my God. My head, he needs a towel for his face. You put so much water on his head. Now, what's really important here, don't be laughing too much. You have to make the chit chat. And that includes you, Brian, like the hairdresser chit chat.
Did I do too much work?
You don't. Well, he's a lot of. Ooh.
It's only the back of my head.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry for messing up the maths question. And sorry for in advance to Brian for what I'm about to do. I have no idea what I'm doing, lads. Yeah. Somebody said you can always cut more off, but you can't stick it back in, I presume, is what it's meant.
So and like, Fergal says, 20 quid for a haircut, that's a bargain. I brought our 10-year-old to get a mullet cut, and it was €35. I'd butcher it myself in future. Yeah, well, yeah. I suppose the fancy styles are expensive. Now, back to the head. Yeah. God, it's a lot of hair.
It's a lot of hair.
Well, okay, and you're going to start at the very back, are you?
I don't know.
Like, where, how did that decision-making process go? Where to start?
The first part of the tutorial said to divide the back, so I'm just going for... that's scissors. No, that's scissors.
We're going to have to go back to the kitchen scissors, the one that has the nutcracker in the middle for some reason. Not really sure.
I'm using Niall's kitchen scissors. Oh my God, hairdressers everywhere should be absolutely like screaming at the radio about what I'm about to do.
No, oh jeez, if you're only taking that amount off, show.
How much do you want off?
Honestly, that was about a millimetre. You're going to have to really go for it a bit.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going on my holidays next week. What am I? How much do you want to
A good bit.
He hasn't had a haircut since February.
Is that an inch? Am I taking an inch? That much?
Yeah, possibly even a little bit more, I'd say.
Really? And then I've got to do that the whole way around?
The whole way around.
I'm not even joking. If there's a single hairdresser in the Southeast, please come forward this morning. I'll give you a beet water bottle.
You see,
What? That's not helping me. Why are you making that noise?
I just think you're taking a very little. And I would generally start at the top.
No, the tutorial started at the back.
You left the tutorial.
I know I left it, Brian, but I had no time. Time is of the essence. Yeah, look, I've got that straight.
Okay.
Should I go more than that?
No, well, now try to start balance. Do the next bit. You've got to do it in layers.
No, I'm not finished there. I've only... And is this meant to be...
You're just going to have a bald neck, I think, Brian, by the end of this.
Give a girl a chance. But also, if there's a hairdresser out there, I would really appreciate your help. I don't... Oh, God, and there's bits hanging out there at the end. Did you want a mullet?
So basically, if you're just joining us, Brian, our legendary social media executive and star of many of our social videos, is off to Altogether Now for 4 days. He needs a haircut. He hasn't had a haircut since February and he doesn't want to pay for it. So he allowed Sho, whose only experience of haircuts was when she worked in Wash and Blow?
No, Just Blow.
Just Blow. It's called Blow. Just Blow. Way back when in Dublin. And her only job there was to blow dry hair, never to cut.
Well, the name is in the title.
It says it in the name.
And so I was hired based on my blow drying abilities. But this morning I've just kind of gone back to my roots a little bit and seen if I can... Well, not remember what I used to do because I never did this before, but I just said I would give it a go because Brian asked me, and if someone asks you, a friend asks you for a favour. So I've started at the back, right?
Yeah, the 1 square inch we've been very focused on.
Yeah, but that looks okay.
It does, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, there's a lot done more to do.
Yeah, I know, but time is of...
You're just going to have to keep cutting. He's going to sit there till the end. You're going to do the show while you cut.
I will tell you that a lot of what happened during Gracie Abrams was there were tears coming down my face, Brian's face, your face, and Amy was in a bit of trouble there. It's just like, if you can't have a laugh at work, what's the point?
If Brian is laughing later.
Brian, do you want to just I suppose say what you've gone through so far?
So every time Sho cuts a little bit of my hair, she'll just tap the back of it. And I feel it's like a hopeful thing that it'll fall into place in a nice way or something.
That's
and then
the
she
goal.
Like grabs it and like lifts it up a little bit to show it off.
Yeah. That was what I was going for. Not a single hairdresser has come forward, and I know a lot of hairdressers listen to the show, and not a single one has said, "Sho, we will help you if it goes horribly wrong."
Okay, where are you going for next? Like, I think, you know.
I've got the bottom done. Oh, there's still a bit sticking down. I'm going for the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll do the top.
Well, let's
Oh, you want me to do it live?
I want you to continue a little bit more live, please.
Top tip, pick up your kitchen scissors.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay. So I'm going to go for this bit here.
Back middle is what you might call it.
So I've done that, right? And apart from that, there's just one bit. Sorry, no. Sorry. That's just one bit that I forgot there.
And the tap?
And then, oh yeah, tap. And then, like, I'm going to take this section. So I'm going to do it like
now,
that.
Yeah, you can take a good bit off there. Yeah, right? So it's very long.
I'm going to take that much off. All right.
And go more, but...
that it looks kind of like I know what I'm doing with that section there, doesn't it? You'd go more.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I'll go back in there. Go back in there again. And lift it up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good chop.
And then...
He's a lot of hair.
Yeah. And then... See? Like, it's working here. There's definitely...
What's that flicky thing you do after? Is that professional? Do professionals do that?
It's just to kind of tussle it, I think. I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm completely... Yeah, look, you see? I really feel like, look, if you just kind of grab large sections and then you just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go too... Because you can always cut more off, but you can't stick it back on. It's the only comment that anybody in the Southeast has made today. I probably have to spritz again there. Mind your eyes, right?
My mind is just not here at the moment because of the craziness. But
the
now
man
we're
has
really.
A lot of hair. Like, he does. A lot of hair. Like,
well, you're sucking diesel now. You're getting good chunks off.
Well, I'm taking chunks. I don't know if I'm doing any good, but, like, it's definitely, like, there's just so much of it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise, like, how big your hair... Like, not big, but, like, a lot of hair, don't you? A lot of hair.
Yeah.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beast Breakfast.
August bank holiday, in my mind, the best bank holiday of the year.
Okay.
So much happening. We've got it all together now. We got Spree and people going on holidays and just generally good weather, good vibes.
Good vibes.
Now, we're in particularly buzzing because we've got a great weekend ahead of all together now. But then that's it. We are gone.
I think we're being very dramatic about our holidays this year. Niall and I are taking holidays and...
Not together.
No. We're going to different islands and we are going to enjoy a little bit of a break and a rest and we will miss you dearly. But I will say this. I'm going back to the island, lads. Mm. So I have been going to Ibiza because my family, my uncle has a place there, El Godfather, for many years and I haven't been for 2 years and I'm so excited to go back. It's like, you know that feeling of going somewhere where you just feel like it's your second home. Yeah. I love it, right? Mm. But what has blown my mind is the place that we go to is a little kind of, I suppose it's a little town or a village. It's called Calalunga, right? Mm. And it's been quite kind of, I suppose, not on the map for many years. Mm. And in the last couple of years, two hotels have gone in there, two big kind of fancy hotels. And it's kind of put it as like one of these places in Ibiza that people now kind of want to go to, yeah. right? And I've spotted lots of people there. Like Joel Curry, when I interviewed him, said that his mom stayed in Calalunga a few weeks ago. Mm. So it's really like, you know, putting it back where it should be, like this gorgeous place. Anyway, one of the people who is there at the moment is none other than Joanne McNally, right?
Ooh,
and
wow.
Joanne McNally is staying just like a stone throw from where I'm going to be next week, right? So I've been following her. She's having a ball. She's having a very different holiday to what I'm going to be having with Tommy. She's doing all the clubs. But she's staying in this hotel in Calalunga. And yesterday...
It sounds a little stalkery, to be honest.
It's not stalkery if somebody puts it up on their Instagram and you're just following them. So she said where she... It's not as if she's tagged... Like, she's tagged where she is. So yesterday, Brendan Courtney arrived.
Oh, well. Wow. A-list.
There's nothing, like, you are impossible to impress. There's nothing that impresses you. Anyway, he arrived. So she arrived last weekend and then he arrived yesterday to join her. And I said to the lads this morning, I think there's a chance that I might, like, I'm going on Tuesday. Mm. It's Friday now. Like, if he only joined yesterday, could he be there for a week? Could she be there for another week?
Yeah.
I might see Joanne McNally next week. And I know it's a bit bandwagon-y, I suppose. But, like, it is. There is something about seeing a celebrity on your holidays. Isn't
Years ago,
we saw Peter Andre in Calalunga Beach.
No way.
Yeah, myself and my friend Barbara. And we, like, lost it. Like, you know, Peter Andre.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah, I do think if you're going to bump into a celebrity, there's a strong chance you'll either do it on holidays or at the airport on the flight.
You'll see them. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I saw Shawadi Wadi. Have you ever heard of Shawadi Wadi?
No.
really old.
Two right? Or
I didn't even
that?
Know as a kid, as I had to be told. They sang that old song, Let's Go for a Little Walk. Under the Mother of Love. Yeah, but anyway, I can do better than that. I can do better than that, right? And look, I'm sorry.
Who did you meet?
Well, mine are fairly minor names compared with like Brendan Courtney and the likes. But when I was in Ibiza a few years ago, you know, I went to a party in Pikes, and on the sun loungers beside us were Ellie Goulding and Dougie from McFly.
I knew, like somebody just dropped something there because he's just dropped big
so,
names.
Yeah, they were going out at the time, Ellie and Dougie, just chatting, shooting the breeze, you know. Of course, I also met Joel Curry in Ibiza.
Hang on a second, I forgot who else I saw in Kallalunga Beach. He was
So be quiet, Niall. Let someone else.
He was filming for Good Morning Britain or whatever it was called at the time. Mr. Motivator.
Who's that?
Who's that? There you go. That's as bad as my Swaddy Waddy.
Mr. Motivator was like a guy in the 80s and 90s.
He did
who was responsible for like exercise
ago.
And like he's still going. Google Mr. Motivator. He's very famous. Anyway, the question is, right? I'm asking you this morning on the back of me hopefully meeting Joanne McNally and
Brendan Courtney.
I will not have you put down my holiday anticipation or excitement, all right? Mm-hmm. I want to know who you've met on holidays or in the airport.
Yeah.
Like who
Come on, impress us now. I won't sneer.
To be honest with you, I prefer the ones that are a little bit like lesser known. It's not as impressive when you think about it. You know, you want, like I saw Wayne Lineker as well at the airport.
Everyone's seen Wayne Lineker. That's nothing special. Okay, yeah, look, have you met a celebrity on holidays, on the flight, at the airport? 0851029103. Wow us, and we'll do some be good.
No, let's do it. We have cinema passes. Let's give them away. Voice note us now. What celebrity have you met at the airport or on your holidays? 0851029103. Send us a voice note, please. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Just quick shout out. Sandra says, buzzing today with you. We get our 3 weeks holidays today off to the airport tomorrow. Hear you soon. Have a ball, lads. We'll miss you.
I think we need to start with Aoife. She's on a meeting
She's got four minutes.
Aoife, wow us. You used to live in Fuerteventura. You met so many celebrities. What have you got for us?
I did. I have met many. Myself and my son moved to Fuerteventura when he was two.
Okay.
And we met many because the island was used for many casting and film Wonder Woman and all stuff like that. It was brilliant. But we had gone to see Maleficent in the cinema, which was in the shopping centre. And the mad thing is, when we had came out, we went over to Spar. And my son at the time, he had, you know, Maleficent's fake horns?
Yes. Well.
So he had this headpiece on, which was made out of cardboard from McDonald's, and it was her horns. So we were in the shop going in to get rolls and all for school the next morning. And just out of nowhere, this woman comes over with her daughter. And she's like, how did you get on? Did you enjoy the movie? And we were just talking, and then I realized who she was. And then her bodyguard was talking away to us. It was crazy. But we were down in Akui, which is on the west of the island.
No, go back. Who was it? Who was it?
Oh, sorry, it was Angelina Jolie.
Just glad, yeah. It's Angelina.
Yeah.
This woman with
it was something else.
Oh, my God. How sweet that she came up to your son. I think that's
It was amazing. My son, unfortunately, like he was a little too young to actually understand who she was.
Okay, we've got time for one more quick one. You were in the caves. Go on.
We were in Akui, which is the caves on the western side of the island. And you have to climb up to the far peaks, and then you go in among all these caves. But there's one big massive one, and we were climbing along, and it's not like I am not athletic in any way, so it was grand, but this man was in front of us and he was slowing us down, and he said, pass ahead, go ahead there, I'm just a little slow. So we get to the end anyhow, which was probably I say 500 meters from him, and we're just there, and I'm taking pictures, and I look to the side of me, and Dwayne Johnson is literally next to us. So his bodyguard, there was one at the entrance which I didn't see, and the other lad, and he literally comes over and he goes, oh, I finally made it. And I was like, you could have given me a heads up that Dwayne Johnson was ahead of you. But it was something else. It was absolutely, we met so many. It was a beautiful island and such beautiful memories made.
Unbelievable.
Aoife, you're like a celebrity magnet. Like you're like an A-list magnet.
I wish the money came with it. Yeah.
Listen, you're a star. We're going to get cinema tickets to you. Best luck with the meeting.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
This is what you need in Ibiza to attract the celebs. Yeah, bodyguards. So would Tom pretend to be your bodyguard?
Not with his dodgy knee.
Not with a bad knee, no. Couple of messages in that need to be addressed, I think. Breeder was on. Firstly, show, I'd be so excited if I saw you on holidays. You're a celeb too.
Oh, thank you, Gerlin. That's very sweet.
But in the meantime, Patricia was asking, one time Shona ran out the road in front of my car in Wexford. Any statements on that?
Is that a good... I ran out?
Yeah.
Where was I?
I don't know. Sounds a little
can
bit...
Can you give me a bit of...
Road safety authority concern.
Stop. It's probably in the Bullring or something.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay. So, Niall's not here, everybody. I don't know if you've noticed. I don't know if you've realised I'm in charge with Amy, and Rachel's back because she loved the Friday game show so much that she wanted to be in on the crack. So this is all Amy.
Lads, the stuff I find on TikTok, I think my algorithm is not good.
No, it's okay.
This guy, his name is Toby Will Do It on TikTok.
Okay.
And they had him on this morning.
Yeah.
And Alison and Dermot were talking about the things he can balance on his chin.
Okay, let's have a listen to Toby.
Yeah. So you carried on doing this on the building site. So your friends started to encourage you to do it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then you started filming it.
Yeah.
Putting it on TikTok. And what do people make of it?
They're just going mad for it. Like, honestly, like... I started doing it on site with my brother,
yeah.
And he was like, "Get a triple ladder up," and he was filming me, and it was just all a big laugh. And then, we just sort of, everyone loves it. Everyone's just.
The thing is, when I first looked at it,
look at that.
A ladder.
Is that a ladder? Oh my goodness! It don't look real. And looking at it, sometimes I think, is that AI? Has anyone ever said that to you?
That's what I said. So basically, what that. Clip shows is obviously this is very visual. Niall will be listening going, oh, you can't be talking about that because we can't see it. But this guy, what's his name on TikTok?
Toby Will Do It.
So Toby can balance a triple ladder, an e-scooter,
a wheelbarrow,
exercise bike that
yeah.
I saw.
Yeah.
How does he discover
that you can actually do that?
I don't know.
And then the latest?
A garden shed.
No.
I'm not joking, lads.
That's and very then good value for a garden shed.
A trampoline.
That's
lads.
AI.
It's not.
It has to be.
I know AI.
How
when
many?
I see it.
How many? It's not possible.
Sure.
I honestly don't think I can balance a pen on my chin. Well, I've always said that I can balance a cup of tea anywhere on my body. That's my
Hang on
claim.
A second. I just want to play this. We got this from Gary when we asked about things that you can balance, right? Before Amy tries to do this on the show, this is what Gary said.
What can you balance on any body part? I can't even balance me body part on anything. I can't even stand on one foot.
Okay, you claim that you can balance a cup. Obviously, this is incredibly visual.
I've never
tried a
cup on my chin before.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So
headphones are coming up.
This guy, Toby, you can check him out on TikTok, can balance everything just on his chin alone. So Amy is attempting to balance her teacup, or mug, I should say, on her chin. And she's placing it on her chin, but she's just holding it, really. So there's literally no, like, that's not balancing. That's holding a cup. No, she's
you're
just laughing.
Me laugh.
Okay. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Okay.
Niall will cancel me. Okay, go on. You can do it. Okay, we'll put this up on our Instagram. Ah! Okay. She did it!
Woo!
She did
it!
Yes! I knew I could do it. Okay, wherever you are this morning, grab your cup, grab a mug, grab anything at all. Toby can balance a shed, but Amy can balance a mug.
In the morning. Beat Breakfast.
I know one of the things that you love most in life, show. It's your little walk down the town with Ashley, isn't it?
I do, particularly on a Saturday morning when I'm just not in a rush to go anywhere and just leisurely going for my coffee. And yeah, I love that.
Now,
just
if you're wondering, Ashley is her dog, by the way, not her husband or other man.
Yeah. She looks so different lately.
Yeah, she looks. She does. She's got a haircut, and she now looks like a wise old man.
She has the tiniest little ears in the world. Mm. It's like her ears. I can't get over it. Sorry.
What makes her happy when she's out on her walk?
Her puppuccino.
Oh no, you're one of those people, are you? You go to the coffee shop.
Not. I'm not intentionally a puppuccino person. I just happen to have a great relationship with my local barista.
Okay.
And we walk now. It's a routine. So when we go down the hill and we come around by the main street, she heads straight for the Bullring, which is where the Clovely is. And she heads straight down to the... Like, she will bring me to the coffee shop.
Mm.
She will direct me in. And I have never actually ordered her a puppuccino, but they have... given it to her because she puts her little paws up on the counter and she looks at them and she's very cute. And then they go, 1 second now, Ashley, we'll get your milk.
To be fair to the team there, it's a very dog friendly coffee shop because anytime so I've been there with you, there's always dogs.
Now,
there.
I'd always, if there was kids coming in or anybody that, you know, I would lift her up if I thought she was in the way or anything. But yeah, that's my favourite thing about her. The fact that she knows that she's getting a treat. Do you know what I mean? Well, and then when she comes out, she'll be looking for the chewing gum on the ground. She's a terrible mint problem. I don't know if there's anyone listening this morning that knows anything about dogs, but she's a real penchant for mints.
Whether it's gum or
Or she loves a Polar mint because we always have Polar mints in the house, and if one dropped on the floor, she hops off it.
Yeah.
She loves mint. She
loves fresh breath.
Someone's going to tell me she's lacking in some nutrient.
And lacking in love.
No!
Well, I'm mentioning this because there's new research out this week that shows, and you can, if you're a dog owner, you can tell me how true this is or if it's true of your dog, but a dog's dream walk lasts an hour and 7 minutes and it includes 16 sniffing opportunities. So lots of sniffing. Yeah. What does Ashley sniff?
Mint gum, and she loves a tissue, a dirty tissue.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Would she sniff also poles for other dogs?
No, she's not into poles.
Oh.
Poles.
Poles, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's not into poles. She's not a sniffer of poles. I've noticed that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. She's not a pole sniffer.
So, okay. What about trees?
No.
So she doesn't like other dogs' wee, which is unusual.
Yeah, she's more minty. But I will say that I didn't realise until we had our last dog Lola, I didn't know that the important part of bringing a dog for a walk is to allow them that time to sniff. Mm. That's part of their development, actually.
Okay.
It is really, if I've just made that up, please as well let me know.
Any dog behaviour experts. This poll of 1,800 dog owners found the ideal outing would be in open fields, woodland in second place, or parks in third place.
What about the town?
Town is not mentioned here. But, like, Ashley is a towny dog. She's known nothing else really all her life. You know? Sniffs, lampposts, tree trunks and flowers are the big ones. And the
She's had to get used to the town, like, kind of, what do you call it? The town.
Don't be careful now.
The aroma. Yeah, the aroma.
Well, unfortunately, the stretch down kind of.
There's trees outside our house.
I know, but when you get lower down, it's really, sometimes it's a bit puke alley, isn't it, from people coming home from town? Now, I'm not lying there. I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah, but that's just because you're leaving at that time. That's not that's not my experience.
I do leave early.
That's
on
not
Sundays.
My experience. He gets out before I get up.
Yeah. The ideal walk would also include the chance to meet around 3 friendly canine companions along the way.
Yeah, I think she likes meeting like other dogs, definitely. She's still a little bit wary because she's only a year and a half, I suppose. I still feel like she's very unsure of other animals. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But mostly she's just really into mints.
Just mints.
Yeah, that's it.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
If you've been with us this week, you will know there was a decision to be made. The process started on Monday. And this is all about Sho and her plans for the 26-27 soccer season. Okay? She had decided that it was time for her to back a club and back it with all of her heart and her chest.
Oh, my heart and soul.
Yeah.
I have a really big year ahead and I'm kind of glad that I have something to throw myself into. Josh said, here we go.
Yeah.
So I've made an executive decision.
You
I've
helped with
up.
The criteria, you helped with the suggestions. There was a couple of teams that were kind of a bit ahead in terms of the number of suggestions we got, and she didn't really sleep last night about this, but she's made a decision.
I think because of the, I suppose, number of Irish players, that's what I've put it down to. And if I am going to go see this team at some point over the next season, then I would like to think that, you know, I could be supportive of Nathan Collins and the like. Josh, I'm sorry, I'm going to break your heart. It is true. Josh was really pushing Crystal Palace.
Should have got the signs of your decision when you put Nathan Collins on the Phils game today. Should have known. Wasn't thinking.
I am about to be the number one supporter for Brentford FC.
Way, make some noise for Brentford. Whee! Right, I've got some facts you need to know about Brentford FC show. Okay, firstly, they are,
they're owned by Matthew Benham.
Okay, well, they're a professional English team known as the Bees.
Yes,
right?
I know that, yeah.
And that nickname came from when students shouted, "Buck up, Bees," as in B for Brentford, and a local paper misheard it, so they became the B-E-E's.
Okay.
They were founded in 1889 by members of the local rowing club. They played at Griffin Park until 2020, famous for having a pub on every corner. And then they moved to the GTEC Community Stadium, or Brentford Community Stadium, in 2020, which holds 17,250 people. Not a lot. It'd be hard to get a ticket.
No, but like, I think that makes it all the more exciting.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
And their mascots, they've got two mascots.
Okay.
Buzzbee and Buzzette. Okay. And they're a pair of friendly bee characters who represent the club known as the Bees. Buzzbee is the male mascot who's been entertaining fans and doing keep-up tricks on match days for many years. Buzzette, his lack, as we'd say in Waterford, was introduced in August 2012. The female bee mascot, oh God, no, this is awkward, who joined her brother, Buzz.
Just said they were a couple.
They're not a couple. They're siblings, everybody, awkward. Just to make that clear. Yeah. They're siblings, not a couple.
Error in your part.
And Buzzette's job is to meet families and young supporters around the stadium. Both mascots walk around the stadium stands, interact with fans, pose for pictures, and pump up the crowd at the GTEC Community Stadium.
I know they were, like, bumped up. What do you say?
Promoted.
Bumped up to the Premier League in 2021. Are they still there?
They are.
Okay.
They've been doing really well the last couple of years for, I suppose, a smaller club. Now, the key thing is, what is the official song of Brentford? They have a number, but the one that's most known is their own version of Hey Jude. And this is a little snippet of the fans singing it before the kickoff versus Aston Villa in March 2025. Here you go. That's all you need to know.
The decision has been made. Apparently, they are a well-run, innovative, and punching above their weight team. And Brentford, I'm coming for you, Brentford. Yeah.
Of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning, welcome to Friday. It's the last day of July. I can't get my head around that, can you?
It's mad.
Rachel's here.
Sorry, Rachel's here. In her own little world.
Yeah, go on.
Rachel's like, how is it the last week in July? And we get paid at the end of the month. And I'm like, I can't believe it's another 4 weeks till payday.
did you do some damage when we got paid?
A little bit.
Okay, that's all right. Well, look,
you know what? It wasn't like, it was sensible. It was car insurance.
Oh, well, you have to do that. Hang on a second. Rachel went to Boston. So you got paid when you got back, did you?
Yeah, but then I had to, like, pay my car insurance. That's a lot of money.
And also, if you are not familiar with Rachel, we can tell you that Rachel doesn't like not having a holiday booked. So she doesn't really like coming back and knowing that she's nothing in the calendar, basically.
I was getting my nails done for my holidays there a few weeks ago, and the girl was like, oh, you know, everyone deserves one holiday a year. Yeah. It's like, one? Like, this is only July and I've had three.
Have you had three?
Yeah.
And you're going to go for two more,
oh,
I'd
my
say.
God. I would like to do maybe a city break and a sun holiday between now and Christmas.
Jesus. You're very strategic about how you plan your holidays, to be fair. Yeah. Anyway, it's Friday game show time. Rachel, unfortunately, you can't get your hands on a €50 one for all voucher. Aww. But somebody that can, crossing live somewhere in the Ring Road in Waterford, is Angela. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Are you pulled over? Are you safe and sound?
I am. I'm pulled in, yeah.
Okay, give us your location, darling. Whereabouts are you?
Do you know the roundabout just before you come to the gym in Carriganore? I'm just there.
There's so many, isn't there?
I know where you're talking about, Angela.
I'm kind of opposite.
Yeah, the SCT. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah. That's a nice one. Yeah, I like that.
Nice roundabout.
Angela, have
a roundabout go.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good one to be parked near, Angela, to be fair. Come here, tell me this. What are your weekend plans? It's obviously the bank holiday. What are you up to, darling?
I have a wedding tomorrow. Ooh. So shout out to Niamh and Cahill if they're listening.
Very good. And where is that?
That's on in Ballylineen Church and then the Park Hotel.
Oh, lovely. And they're going to get gorgeous weather because tomorrow's going to be lovely. Have you got your outfit sorted?
I do. Got it on Vinted.
Love it.
Come on, Angela. If I could give you a hug, Angela, I just think, isn't it the greatest gift ever? Like, it feels so good. What is it? What did you get? I'm so nosy.
It's like a pink, it's a long pink dress, but it kind of has a bit of, it's kind of textured, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. And like a bright pink or?
yeah, kind of bright, pale pink.
Okay. Well, listen, it sounds stunning. You're going to be gorgeous before you go to the wedding. Are you working today?
No, I'm actually off work this month, so I was just on the way to the gym there.
Perfect.
This is a perfect procrastination.
Lovely. We are happy to oblige, Angela. Listen, you've not heard this before, have you?
No, I'm not going to lie. I thought I just had to send in the croissant. I'm usually listening a bit earlier than this, and I've done Beat the Bomb before, so I might have some ideas.
Oh, Angela. Oh, dear. You thought you just sent a croissant, we'd just give you a 50 euro one for all voucher, and we'd all move on with our lives. Unfortunately not, darling. Unfortunately not. Allow me to introduce you to the Friday game show. There's music for this. Hang on a second. You can tell by the music it's a little bit silly, Angela, all right? Okay, so that's what you're stepping into. Okay, you should be. No, I'm only joking. This is the Great Beat Breakfast. This weekend is all together now in Waterford and our live podcast Friday game show. And Angela, what I will tell you is it is the most ridiculous quiz on Irish radio, if not in the world. All of the answers and questions relate somehow to the words in the title. It doesn't matter if that doesn't make sense. We're not going to go into too much detail here. What we're going to do is just play the game, and the girls are going to help you, all right?
Okay.
She just says in her head, why did I send that croissant? I should have just gone to the gym.
It was too good to be true.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, and they are multiple choice, so just take your time. The real trick with this is don't be too hasty, all right?
Okay.
Question number one. When you are said to be listening closely to something, you could say you are A, all noses, B, all toes, or C, all ears. Now, Angela, remember what I said at the start, all right? Just take your time.
I'm going to go with C, all ears.
for some reason, Rachel is sitting down just like laughing to herself. It's the right answer. That is fun. What's so funny?
It's just really funny.
Have you never heard this either?
No.
Rachel works with us and we've been playing this for the last 7 months and she's never heard it. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Okay, that's 1 point on the board for you, Angela. You're a step closer. That's 10 euro of the one for all. Question number two. Remember, all the words relate to the title of the quiz. If you get a part in a play, you might say you are A, cast in a play, B, vast in a play, or C, last in a play. Now, Angela, please, don't be hasty. Play along. Give some jeopardy here, all right?
Tough.
A, cast.
Straight in. Angela, I mean, yeah, it's the right answer, but just a bit of like, oh, I'm not sure what it could be show.
Okay, that was a hard one.
Okay, question number three. What is the correct way to say that friends who are close or just get each other are? Is it A, two peas in a cod, B, two peas in a rod, or C, two peas in a pod? Rachel looks very confused.
Let me think about this one. Okay. I'm going to go with C, two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod is the right answer.
Angela, you're on fire.
She is on fire. Now, what I will say to you, Angela, is a regular line that I say on this quiz. You're making a mockery of people listening to it this morning because you're doing so well. You've got 30 euro of a one for all voucher. Let's see if we can make it to 50. Are you ready?
Ready.
She just really wishes she hadn't sent that cross on. Question number four. If you are doing a show on the radio and you are about to go on air, you might say you are A, going dive. Rachel is cracking up. B, going five. Or C, going live. Take your time, Angela. Remember what I told you. I have taught you well, I hope. Okay? Just take your time.
seat going like.
It is the right answer. Woo. Congratulations, Angela. I'm proud to tell you that you're nearly there. Okay, now what's going to happen here is, Angela, it is an audio round, okay? And in the audio round, we sing the line of a famous song. Obviously, the word is related to one of the words in the title, and you've got to complete the lyrics. I promise you that you will be able to do this, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, she's really done now. She is. You're done, aren't you? And so you're done.
No.
She's calm. You're very calm. Okay, what we do is, Angie, we warm up our vocal cords. So all together, we're just going to do a little... Rachel? So I brought Rachel in to chat, but she just laughed for the last... Yeah, go on.
Good.
And then, Angela, you just do a little, you know, just join in.
Yeah.
Can we please? Can I have that again, Angela? I love that. I'm not sure what it is. That's a new one on me when it comes to the vocal warm-up, but I love it. So what's going to happen is we're going to sing to you and then you're just going to complete the lyrics and I promise you know this. Rachel, have you got them?
Yeah.
Okay, Amy's kind of going to be the lead singer in the girl
Rachel.
Band.
No, Rachel's good.
Oh yeah, you can both sing. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Once we know that we are, we're all stars and we see that we're all in
this together.
And it shows when we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true.
Yay! Woo! Yes, Angela girl, I have to thank you. You had no idea what you were coming on the show for this morning and you absolutely brought the crack. Can we give a huge round of applause for Angela? Angela, you feeling good for the wedding tomorrow?
I am. You've got me set up now.
Yes.
Aww. Angela, I want to be on the dance floor with you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Can we just have that vocal warm up again?
Beach Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.